Chrome said you came back refreshed. How do you think, or did you, and how does that show on a day-to-day?
I think everyone did. We had a lot of time off, came in Monday, and then we were off until the following Monday. So I think everyone got a time to get away from a little bit, 8-8, splitting the season with our bye week was good. So the guys came back, and we had a good practice Monday, and it carried over to Wednesday and today.
Did you hear some of the things Bill was saying to us the day after the Patriots game about Vanderbilt and the gunslinger?
No.
Okay. He was talking about how, going back to your Vanderbilt career, you were the best player on the team. A lot of times when a person's the best player on the team, you try to make plays, maybe you extend yourself, really trust your arm. He said there were some habits that he thought were habits you had to break. Stemming from that type of mentality. Do you think that's a fair assessment for you?
These guys. Mad rush. Yeah, I think that's fair. Absolutely. And I think this system is more geared towards, staying in rhythm, playing clean football. And, if we've got a punt, we've got a punt. So I think that's a fair assessment. In years past here, we've been in situations where, just been a couple guys have to make plays or we're not going to move the ball offensively.
Did you feel like whatever burden was on you in those previous situations is not now and you can play even more freely or let the system do what it's supposed to do in a different way than before?
I think we're getting there. I think the system's coming along. It's a work in progress. Still cleaning some stuff up. We're still making mistakes, but I think we're definitely heading in that direction.
Is reducing turnovers just the biggest thing that coaches are focusing on this week?
No. I mean, there's a lot to that. I think Tress hit on that. I'm sure Cromer hit on that. So there's a lot involved in reducing that number and getting better at sacks. And, we'll work towards that this week and through the future.
Jay, when you go back and watch the first half of the Packers game, using Matt so much in that first half, how did that open things up for you a little bit more?
Well, we ran the ball. I think they're gonna give us that. They're gonna give us some stuff underneath. They're gonna try to just keep the ball in front of them like they have in the past. And we just gotta take what's given, and hopefully we'll be able to get Matt going on the ground again, and kind of see where that takes us.
Jay, is there anything you can point to in terms of the 11 games you played against the Packers, why the record is what it is?
Different coordinators, different teams. It's different circumstances every time.
Jay, with the offensive line. Quarterback's comfort is important for that. What is all this changing of bodies this week? What does that do for your confidence of knowing who's in front of you?
I trust all those guys. I think we've got seven, eight guys that we can throw them in and they can play. And we can feel comfortable going into the game with those guys.
So as you look ahead, how much do you put on yourself when it comes to turning it around?
Quite a bit. I think all quarterbacks throughout the league put a lot of pressure on themselves and look at themselves as leaders of the team and energize guys through the week and get everyone Sunday ready to play.
Has there been a common theme for these last five games, the ones that you guys have only won four, as to what's gone wrong?
You're really looking for a common theme, aren't you? I wish I had one. I don't.
Cromer said that kind of the message has been running the offense. How is running the offense different than playing? I mean, he said for all 11 guys.
Yeah, it's pretty vague. I don't know. You'd have to talk to him. I think as players, we just got to make sure that we do our job individually. And there's going to be mistakes, but as long as we try to minimize mistakes individually, as a group, we should do well.
Jay, that first drive, the first game against the Packers, would you say that's the best drive you guys have had offensively all year in terms of keeping them on their toes, keeping them on their heels, and really kind of dictating the tempo to them?
You talk about play calling and everything involved.
That whole drive seems very clean.
Yeah, there's been a few of those that we've had that are just clean and everything clicks and, no second and long, no third and longs. But those are gonna be the rarities. You're not gonna have that every single drive. You're not gonna click off 14, 15 plays and eat up 7 minutes off the clock. You're not gonna do that eight times in a game. But if we can do it three or four times, then we can get some short fields and kick a few field goals here and there, then, you know, then you're talking about winning football.
And considering the offensive weapons that are on this team, how surprised are you in the first half of the season that you never passed 28 points in a game? It would seem like this is a real explosive offense.
Yeah, it would. I think we're all surprised. I think offensively we're all disappointed in where we're at. When that's why we're working to try to get better.
When you look at Brandon, is a week off going to help him from a health standpoint, you think? Is he still fighting the ankle a little bit?
Yeah, I don't think it would hurt him. You know, me and him both, we're getting older. You know, him more so than me with some of his hip surgeries and him having to run as much as he runs at wide receiver. So it's tough. I think we talked about it before. Just coming off an ankle injury, it's going to take, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks until you feel somewhat back to yourself. And he's repeatedly beat himself up each and every week running on it, so it kind of sets him back each week. So I would think that the week off would help him.
So you talked about Capers giving you guys some things underneath and like kind of conceding the rod in certain instances. What does he do to run such a successful pass defense? It seems like they throw a lot of different coverage looks at it for you.
Yeah, a lot of coverage looks, a lot of different fronts too. Their biggest thing is they're going to try to confuse you. The way that their offense is playing and putting points on the board, you know, other teams have to pass the ball just to try to keep up. So, you know, if a defense knows you have to throw the ball, it's going to be tough. They're going to throw some stuff at you and make it difficult, and holes are going to be really small.
How important is it to keep that patience then if something happens early and you're behind the score?
Yeah, we got to keep to the game plan. You know, we can't get into a heavy pass situation where we're pass, and trying to, you know, get some quick ones and put points up quickly. We got to just be patient, and, you know, whether it's 7-0 or 0-0 or 10-3, we just got to keep to the game plan.
After looking at this self-scout, what is the reason to believe that the offense will be better in the second half?
Because if we didn't believe, we might as well just go home. You know, that's the only thing we can do is stay positive, keep working. You know, I thought the guys have done a fabulous job of coming back and staying positive and keep working and improving on things. I mean, you look at the film, and we're definitely doing things to hurt ourselves. There's no doubt about that. So if we clean up some of this stuff and get a few breaks here and there, there's no reason why we couldn't.